American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, June 13th, 2023 edition of the National Intel Report. I am your host for this Tuesday, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, the title for this evening's broadcast, Over the Cliff's Edge. Why? Lack of knowledge. Yes, as the introductory song says, the American dream has become a nightmare, and we are currently living it. I'll get to that, but first, a quick reminder, a special is still going on right now through naturalearthmedicine.com, and any order of over $100, we are still offering free shipping until further notice on any natural soap, lotion, wands, candles, or any combination thereof. I'm just about out of cowboy soap. I got to order some more myself, folks. Yes, King James Bible in Hosea 4-6. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Why? Because it's easier to believe a government lie than to take the initiative to investigate. It's more comfortable to swallow the Kool-Aid instead of facing moral decisions they would have to make if they were to discover that they were and are being played. And what percentage of the population do you think falls into that category, folks? This cabal of criminals have perpetrated countless damaging, vicious lies that have caused the death and destruction of millions of people across the globe in our lifetime, folks. Now, I'm just going to give a polite reminder of a small few of their lies. They lied about the Gulf of Tonkin. They lied about 9/11. They lied about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. They lied about Muammar Gaddafi's torturing and killing of his own people. They lied about Bashar al-Assad gassing his own people. They lied about Trump and Russian collusion. They lied about the 2020 election and continue to lie. They lied about the 2022 election and continue the lie. And if you don't believe their lies, you are a conspiracy theorist. You are a threat. You are their enemy. They lied about ivermectin. They lied about hydroxychloroquine. They lied about vaccines. They lied about the side effects. They lied about its safety. They lied about the amount of people that have succumbed or been permanently injured from their draconian killer jab because they were trusting their government and they naively bought their lie. They lied about the reasons for the Russian-Ukraine incursion. They are still lying about all of the above. Yet, it seems there is a disconnect between rational discernment of right and wrong when it comes to people finally letting go of their false belief of government benevolence and finally concluding that this false belief that we're the government and we're here to help is a fairy tale. At the end of the day, one must finally ask, what will it take? At what point does humanity finally put their foot down and say, enough is enough? You know, folks, I've been asking myself that question from time to time ever since I swallowed the red pill, approaching now close to 20 years ago. And for 17 of those years, I've been trying to do my part to awaken my friends, my neighbors, and relatives, so that they wouldn't someday perish due to that, quote, lack of knowledge. There were events that unfolded during that generational span of time where glaring lies were told to the people. Lies that you would think, any rational person, any awake person would think, that anyone with any small amount of discernment or even common sense would surely have the alarm bell sound within their heads with a gong sounding out, danger, Will Robinson, danger, Will Robinson. Outrageous lies like the ones I just mentioned. Demonic lies that cause the death and disability or the displacement of millions of people around the world. And yet still, the thought is caressed by those clinging to their willful ignorance.
Well, as long as it doesn't affect me, I can tolerate it.
Saddam is building weapons of mass destruction. We've got to get him there before we see a mushroom cloud over here. Remember that? The lie killed or displaced millions of people and destroyed a country that did us no harm. Now, to the knowledgeless normies, that seemed acceptable. Gaddafi was killing and torturing his own people. We've got to take him out to save Libyan democracy. That lie killed or displaced millions and destroyed a country that did us no harm. To the knowledgeless normies, well, that was acceptable. They lied and stole a federal election right in front of our eyes, one in which one candidate showed massive support throughout the country, with rallies and campaigns exploding and overflowing with standing room only and crowds that thirsted to see him, stretched outside the buildings and around the corners and down the street, clamoring for even a glimpse at the man exhorting a message of hope for the future. And meanwhile, while all of this was going on, the other candidate, hiding in his basement, rarely making an appearance, or even when doing so, could neither narrate a cognitive sentence, nor could his so-called popularity fill a corner coffee cafe. But according to the official report, he won the election and is now supposedly our president. Even this political catastrophe ongoing still is seemingly acceptable to those knowledgeless normies. And when the people who could see, the people who were outrageously aghast at the obvious deception being portrayed, the gaslighting that they were being expected to accept, the patriotic people whose moral beliefs compelled them to constitutionally object to the deception and took the initiative to travel across country to show their disapproval by convening at the Capitol in support of their president and legally try to address a redress of their grievance. What happened? They were set up. Countless numbers were arrested after the fact. They were tracked down across the country by order of an unelected, likely compromised head of the FBI. At the instruction, of course, of another unelected head of the DOJ. Appointed but not elected. That being Merrick Garfinkel. Merrick Garland, I'm sorry. Moshe Garfinkel. Causing the incarceration of over 1,000 of these disappointed and disgruntled Americans, many of whom still suffer in dungeon-like conditions, rotting in a D.C. jail. Constitutional rights be damned. And once again, the knowledgeless normies sitting back with the listless thought of, oh well, as long as it doesn't affect me. And even now, even when that thought no longer holds any logic, even now, since the post-effect of this event have seen exploding gas prices, double-digit inflation, open borders with millions of illegals invading our unprotected nation, drug trafficking to the nth degree, child trafficking exploding, rent, housing, food, gas prices, forcing many no longer able to sustain even a roof over their heads. And I see it here locally because the homeless population in Tucson, Arizona has tripled in the last 2.5+ years. And even now, when the side effects of this tragedy are up front and in their face, even when at some level, high or low, it does affect them, still they refuse to acknowledge the million-pound elephant in the room. And as they continue to drink the mainstream Kool-Aid, delivered nightly by a colluding, cooperating, parroting, lying media, they watch in their ignorance as all around them, they still fail to realize that it did affect them. It does affect them, and it is still affecting them. When they were forced to wear masks to enter an establishment, erasing their personal identities while limiting themselves of ingesting life-sustaining oxygen to the detriment of their own health. When they were forced to close down their businesses, to social distance themselves from their friends and neighbors, to take their children out of school. They were deprived of worshiping at their local churches. They were disrupted from normal travel or vacations. Many wound up working from home, still do. They still watch in the aftermath as their friends, their relatives, their co-workers, their business associates, all of them now know at least one folks personally, I knew at least half a dozen, that are either dying, dead, or becoming disabled from the long-term effects of the jab. The sports figures, the entertainers, the actors, the singers, the co-workers by the thousands that have died or are no longer able to act or entertain or work or raise their families. And the majority still to this day do nothing, clinging to their belief that, well, as long as it doesn't affect me. And actions speaking louder than words, which I will soon get to, even when it clearly does affect them, disgustingly, they still do nothing.
As long as it doesn't affect me.
Or the other mindset contrived out of laziness or lack of concern.
Well, I'm too busy. Let someone else do it.
We've all heard the old cliche, actions speak louder than words. My father told me many times as I was growing up, don't pay as much attention to what they say as you would in watching what they do. Now, many out there are still of the belief that a politician will save us. They endeavor through their lives, constantly hypnotized on a daily basis by mainstream boob tube programming. They don't call it programming for nothing, folks. They wake up once every 2 to 4 years for a short time to vote for the lesser of two evils, then go back to sleep and awake the next round in hopes that their biannual endeavor might just accomplish something good. Which brings me now to the heart of this report. Whether we like him or hate him, we have to ask ourselves, why is it in the history of this country that Donald Trump has been singled out to be the first president in U.S. history ever to be indicted after the fact for a crime? Now, I'm going to give you the answer to that in a minute. But first, I want you to consider. And by the way, I'm going to include both political parties in this, folks, because neither one of them is walking on water. We all know that. George Bush, a Republican, declared the invasion of Iraq on the knowingly false intelligence of Saddam having weapons of mass destruction, proven to be a lie. This declaration resulted in the death or displacement of millions. George Bush was never indicted. Barack Obama, a Democrat, led from behind in the overthrow of the Libyan government based on the proven lie that Muammar Gaddafi was torturing and killing his own people. And by the way, Muammar was not even the president at that time. Proven time and time and time again to be a lie. But this declaration killed or displaced countless hundreds of thousands of Libyans. Yet Obama has never been indicted. And Joe Biden, a Democrat, a pseudo-sitting president, has been and is being proven to be one of the most, if not the most, corrupt, criminal, traitorous figures ever to occupy the seat in the Oval Office, with crimes being exposed on a daily basis that have not only financially enhanced both himself and his family, but have also endangered the very safety of this country. This man has done and is currently doing more damage to the economy, to the sovereignty, and the safety of its people than any one president has in the history of this nation. Yet, when it comes to the subject of possible impeachment, we hear those crickets chirping once again, just like I broadcast to you last week. So, why such an unrelenting effort to undermine, to discredit, to prosecute, or to possibly imprison? And by the way, he's facing 100 years in prison, folks. Why do this to a former president of whom, if one compares the track record of his administration to the current one, it puts the Biden administration to shame. And like I said before, like him or hate him, Donald Trump's win in the 2016 election was, in my estimation, from all I can conclude, it was an accident. It wasn't expected to happen. Because remember, even before the election, news publications were already printing the headline, "Madam President." Remember that? With a picture of Hillary Clinton smiling on the front cover. Yes, it is my opinion that they miscalculated on their voting machine algorithms in that election, in their manipulation, and because they underestimated the overwhelming popularity of Trump's message at the time, they didn't adjust their machines accordingly. They didn't have it all set up as well as they do now with the ballot harvesting and the, you know, the drop boxes and all that good stuff. And Trump eked out a win, which absolutely to this day devastated them. Hillary Clinton is still butthurt about it. I hear the music coming up. We'll take a break. I'm just getting started, folks. Be right back. See you in three. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. Stick around. More to come.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Governor DeSantis is officially in the presidential race. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. DeSantis used to be a pretty cookie-cutter Republican. Since the Wuhan flu pandemic, he seems to have leaned pretty hard into the MAGA conservative camp. I don't know if he actually grew up to be a conservative or if he's just acting like one for political gain. But either way, I have a couple of suggestions for him. Embrace your youth. We the people are tired of octogenarian politicians. If you want to have any chance of winning the primaries, you're going to have to win over a significant number of Trump supporters. And one way might be to promise when you're elected, you'll pardon Trump and put an end to the years of tax-funded investigations. And if you have become more conservative over time, admit that. Make a public statement about your beliefs when you were in the House and how they've changed. I'm not leaning toward any candidate yet. I want all of the candidates to fight for the nomination. And I want the best candidate to win. And if you own firearms, get the most affordable carry insurance on the market and save another 10% by using code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Find more commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. And until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your Tuesday host, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona, by the way. Anyway, as I said before the break, Trump managed to eke out a win, which absolutely devastated him. And if you remember what happened shortly after they announced that he won the election, the demoralized media crying, you know, just unable to speak practically. It was literally amusing. But ever since that happened, they have done everything in their power to discredit, to demean, to financially exhaust, to impeach, and now even try to imprison this man. And now for the answer. Actions speak louder than words, folks. Though he's not perfect, no one is, Donald Trump at least tried to carry out his campaign promises, and though he continually took flack throughout his presidency while taking no salary, by the way, he succeeded in showing a lot of his actions were indeed to try and make America great again. So the answer is, why are they doing this? They are terrified of Donald Trump. His popularity among the people was made manifest back then and is currently on the rise even higher now. Every time they throw something else at him and he defeats it, he gets even more popular. And the polls are indicating astounding leads over his political opponents, and they're climbing. And even more so, every time they throw another accusation or lawsuit or lately indictments at him, it goes up. His popularity goes up. They spent countless millions of dollars of taxpayer money trying to prove Russian collusion with their fixers. James Comey, the guy covering for Hillary Clinton, while Robert Mueller wasted taxpayer money for years trying to invent a non-existent crime to pin on Donald Trump. They tried to impeach him twice and failed. They formed a committee to try and pin the January 6th rally incident as a premeditated Trump-orchestrated insurrection. And up to now, they failed. Now they're indicting him. They're doing everything they can to get this guy to not run for president or put him in prison or whatever. Now they are trying to prosecute and imprison him for allegedly doing what Joe Biden has already been caught doing. Now, I'm going to have Julie play a clip for you shortly of a press announcement that just happened the other day. And by the way, Donald Trump appeared in court today for his arraignment and pled not guilty, of course. But I'm going to have Julie play a clip for you of a press announcement that was made by the appointed prosecutor in charge, a one Jack Smith, the guy that they've put at the helm of this concocted investigation and the sham indictments of the most unconscionable, hypocritic, and attempted gaslighting soliloquies I have ever witnessed, folks, in my 8 decades on this planet. Oh, and by the way, no doubt Jack is one of those esteemed members of that big club that we're not in, folks, as according to an article from the Daily Mail, old Jackie Boy's wife was coincidentally a producer on Michelle Obama's documentary titled Becoming. And she also donated to Joe Biden's 2020 presidential campaign. Now, does it get any sicker than this, folks? Is it just me? Are you tired of this? I mean, literally, in my lifetime, I have never seen anything that even approaches the audacity of this. And I have to tell you the truth, for a long time, you know, I wasn't even sure what the difference was between Republican and Democrat. I had to be told back in the 90s that I was a Republican because I didn't even know. I really didn't even know the difference. And it wasn't until I swallowed the red pill back in the early 2000s that I finally started to realize the difference and started paying attention. And the more I paid attention, the more I realized that I wasn't necessarily even a Republican. I was more of a conservative liberal, I would say. But at the end of the day, I have to scratch my head in wonderment if these people, and I'm talking about the what they call the Democratic Party, which is really a bunch of communist Marxists, if these people haven't been wearing that mask the entire time, and have now just, you know, as Dorothy would say, or Toto would say, the curtain has been ripped back, the mask has come off, and we now see them for who they really are? Or is it just a matter of maturity over the years that I've finally been able to disseminate exactly who's who? I'm not sure about that. But getting back to this clip, well, got a break coming up. When we get back, I'm going to have Julie play a clip for you. I want you to listen closely to this guy, Jack Smith. Be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Yeah, I see a dark place on the horizon, and I've seen it getting darker and darker and darker. Now, back to this clip. In listening to this, folks, I want you to keep in mind, this is nothing more than seed planting to the knowledgeless normies, the masses, in the establishment's attempts to turn down Trump's campaign popularity valve and plant seeds of distrust in the minds of those knowledgeless normies. Go ahead and play clip one, Julie.
Good afternoon. Today, an indictment was unsealed, charging Donald J. Trump with felony violations of our national security laws, as well as participating in a conspiracy to obstruct justice. This indictment was voted by a grand jury of citizens in the Southern District of Florida, and I invite everyone to read it in full to understand the scope and the gravity of the crimes charged. The men and women of the United States intelligence community and our armed forces dedicate their lives to protecting our nation and its people. Our laws, that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced. Violations of those laws put our country at risk. Adherence to the rule of law is a bedrock principle of the Department of Justice, and our nation's commitment to the rule of law sets an example for the world. We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone. Applying those laws, collecting facts, that's what determines the outcome of an investigation. Nothing more and nothing less. The prosecutors in my office are among the most talented and experienced in the Department of Justice. They have investigated this case hewing to the highest ethical standards, and they will continue to do so as this case proceeds. It's very important for me to note that the defendants in this case must be presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. To that end, my office will seek a speedy trial in this matter, consistent with the public interest and the rights of the accused. We very much look forward to presenting our case to a jury of citizens in the Southern District of Florida. In conclusion, I would like to thank the dedicated public servants of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, with whom my office is conducting this investigation and who work tirelessly every day upholding the rule of law in our country. I'm deeply proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with them. Thank you very much.
It makes me want to vomit, folks. The deeply dedicated FBI, the same FBI that's been burying all the information on Hunter Biden and the nefarious payments made to Biden and Joe and his family for years. But does his opening not describe exactly what has already been exposed regarding Joe Biden? Jack Smith alludes to both working with the DOJ, the same agency behind the unconstitutional and continued incarceration of many innocent protesters on January 6th, controlled by Moshe Garfinkel, Merrick Garland, communist, by the way, while also giving praise to the assistance of the FBI, being overseen by an unelected, appointed, and obviously compromised or bought off Christopher Wray, who, by the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene has already put forward articles of impeachment, which, of course, Merrick Garland just completely ignores. Violations of these laws threaten our country. Can you say Joe and Hunter Biden? Justice is blind. Yes, it's blind to the left. But who was it that said, Stalin, show me the man and I'll show you the crime? Or show me the crime and I'll show you the man. I don't remember which it was. But he states, we have one set of laws in this country and they apply to everyone. A big, I see, Jack. Did they apply to George W. and his invasion of Iraq? Did they apply to Barack when he bombed Libya? Do they apply to Biden when he bribed the UK president to fire Viktor Shokin, the prosecutor investigating Hunter Biden's Burisma payments? Did they apply to Anthony Fauci when Rand Paul turned over a criminal referral to Merrick Garland regarding Fauci lying to Congress regarding the gain-of-function research, and again Garland does nothing? Or did they apply to Hillary when her lack of action got Chris Stevens and four members of the military killed in Benghazi? You get the idea, folks. I could go on for days, but this clip that I'm going to have Julie play now, I think, will encapsulate the absurdity of the statement. Go ahead and play clip two, Julie. It's laughable if it wasn't such a catastrophe. In short, what Jackie Boy means is, we have one set of laws, and they only apply to enemies of the regime. And those laws will be stretched to the end of the earth to jail opponents of the regime, and our jury system will be blatantly rigged to secure those convictions. And by the way, most of what I'm telling you right now, folks, I know you already know, so please forgive me. All right. But I'm talking to these new people out here that come onto the network and they start listening, trying to make a decision of whether they want to continue to listen or not. And most of this stuff, they don't even know. But it is my opinion that these actions have not been contrived in the belief that Donald Trump is guilty of any of what they allege, because they know he's not. Instead, it is nothing more than the continuance in their attempts to plant those seeds in the minds of the knowledgeless normies that Donald Trump is tainted and not to be trusted. And not only were these indictments introduced in a timely fashion, knowing that the wheels of justice turn slowly and that it would be an anchor around the message being conveyed throughout the Donald Trump 2024 campaign, but also, I believe, it contains a bit of satisfactorial retribution given as a premeditated gift in the member of their club, that member being one Hillary Clinton. She was plagued with suspicion in the 2016 campaign regarding her 30,000 plus acid bleached emails and BlackBerry phones. Yes, this is a cleverly written script, folks, of the ongoing play that we unwittingly must watch as they continue to massage their plan and steer the course towards their goal of a one world government. Hosea 4:6. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Will they ever wake up and discover the path that has been laid by the Pied Piper, that wolf in sheep's clothing who is leading them to the slaughter? Oh, and another thought. We know that they manipulate elections. We know and have seen their illegal ballot stuffing, their compromised voting machines, their ballot harvesting. But one has to wonder, even in that, if the once again rising popularity of Donald Trump is scaring them enough that even with their control of the ballots and the machines, do they fear that it might not be enough to win in 2024? Just something I ponder now and then, folks. And, you know, in summation of what is happening in this country, it was given the other day by attorney and talk show host Mark Levin. Now, by the way, I'm not a fan of Mark Levin. I don't agree with some of what he says. I believe he thinks Putin's a thug and Ukraine's on the right side, and you know he's really on the side of the Jews and Palestinian endeavor. But I both agree with, and I possess the same passion as he manifested in his June 8th rant, and I'm going to play it for you, as opposed to repeating it in its entirety. So go ahead, Julie, play clip 3. It's 7 minutes long. I want you to listen to this man, folks.
President Trump is 76 years old. If the Department of Justice gets his way, he will die in federal prison. Just by one of these counts, conspiracy to obstruct justice, which has a 20-year maximum sentence. This is a disgusting mark on American history for the future to come, by these bandits in the White House, by the Democrat Party that don't play fair anymore. They don't want to just win elections. They want to take control of this country. They want one-party rule. And they have used the Department of Justice and the FBI to get what they want. Merrick Garland is a mob lawyer. That's what he is. Jack Reed is a rogue Soviet-style prosecutor. The Presidential Records Act is not a criminal statute, and it was never intended to be. The Espionage Act of 1917 was passed under Woodrow Wilson, another corrupt president. Woodrow Wilson used it to go after his adversaries, and they imprisoned 2,000 people. So I suppose over there at the Department of Injustice, and this clown prosecutor spent a lot of time at The Hague, they probably figured these laws could be used to try and entrap Trump. All these obstruction issues that they claim, where the former attorney general, Bill Barr, comes up here and bloviates about it, and all the formers coming on talking about obstruction. They have them on obstruction. There'd be no obstruction issue of any kind, not even in anybody's imagination, had they not criminalized this case. This is a document case. A document case where a president of the United States or a former president
faces 100 years in federal prison? Is this some kind of a sick joke on the American people? Joe Biden says he never told them what to do. Joe Biden had to sign off on this becoming a National Archives case to have it go to the Department of Justice. Who does he think he's lying to? The American people? This is a guy that's got documents from the time he was in the U.S. Senate, for God's sakes, in his garage. I don't want to hear from the legal analysts the technicalities about false statements and obstruction. This should never have been a criminal case. Willful retention of documents. Well, what's the unwillful retention of documents mean? They're throwing all these process crimes and all these crimes that grow out of the criminal investigation against Trump. What did he do with the documents? Did he sell them to the enemy? No. That's why we have an Espionage Act, not to trick up a president. What did he do? Did he burn them all? No. The government has all the documents back. So there is no violation of the Presidential Records Act at this point. But they throw the book at him. They go after his attorneys. They make them testify. They're attorneys under the crime fraud exemption to attorney-client privilege. That means he didn't have due process. His own lawyers were being subjected to interrogations. And they had hundreds of in-person people testifying in front of grand juries. Thousands of collections of documents. For what? For what? And they indict him today? They indict him today in Miami? All of a sudden it's in Miami? All of a sudden we have a Florida grand jury? Because the moron in Washington figured out that there are venue issues that could lose him his case. This guy, this prosecutor, he lost 8-0 in the U.S. Supreme Court when they overturned the conviction of the former governor of Virginia because this jerk took a statute and expanded it. A jury in North Carolina wouldn't convict John Edwards because this jerk took a campaign statute and expanded it. And he's taken this case, and he's undermining the country, and he's interfering with a presidential election. And let me be clear, as Jarrett said, the Attorney General of the United States made this final decision. This is not the independent counsel statute. This is a special counsel appointed by the Attorney General under a Department of Justice regulation. This Attorney General, who pretends he's Helen Keller, he made the decision to indict the former president, and they made the decision to interfere in this election. You want to talk about an insurrection? This is an insurrection. And that's exactly what's going on here. Let me go on. Joe Biden is the crookedest crook that's ever been in the Oval Office. Everywhere we look, there's a predicate for a special counsel. They won't appoint a special counsel, even though it's compelled under the law in which they appointed this special counsel. And you're not supposed to appoint a special counsel against your political opponent. You're supposed to appoint one in the case of Biden. 20 shell corporations, $10 million coming from the communist Chinese military, spread out among the family. No businesses to support this. Endless meetings with Hunter Biden's business partners. Bob Alinsky, who ties Joe Biden to the crimes, Mr. Big, Mr. 10%. And what does Biden say? Well, then where's the money? He's asking us, come and catch me if you can. The idea that this man isn't under a criminal investigation and that they criminalized a damn document case to go after Donald Trump is sickening. And I would say this to our fellow Americans. Don't be bamboozled by these cable channels and these fools who come on and tell you, well, he's not above the law. Are you kidding me? Democrat Attorney General in New York, Democrat prosecutor in Manhattan, Democrat prosecutor in Atlanta, Democrat Attorney General in Washington, D.C. What do you mean he's not above the law? There is no law. What's going on here is a disgusting disgrace. It is war on Trump. It is war on the Republican Party, and it is a war on the Republic. The radical left is doing what the radical left does while they cover up for Biden the way they covered up for Hillary. If Donald Trump is to be charged like this, Hillary Clinton should have been charged. with 10,000 counts of obstruction, because that's how many emails she destroyed, and 5 counts of destroying cell phones, because that's how many cell phones they destroyed. I'm done, and I'm sick of it.
All right. Are you getting it yet, folks? I couldn't have said it any better. I think we got a break coming up. Don't hear the music yet, but I'm sure it'll be here shortly. But I concur with Mark Levin. I'm sick of this, and I'm done. And his points are well taken, folks, okay? Because one set of laws that apply to us and a different set or no laws that apply to them. We'll be back. I'll expound more on this when we get back. See you in 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the
folks, I wish there was some kind of way out of here. We're back with the National Intel Report. An insurrection. Joe Biden signed off on this. Merrick Garland is carrying it out. This is the insurrection, folks. Undermining the Constitution. Interfering with an election. By the way, that entire rant can be found on the RBN website. But before the top of the hour, before I open up the phone lines, I want to tell you where this is going. Now, last week I mentioned that Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the head of the WHO, you know, there's going to be another pandemic or pandemic. It's going to be worse. How does he know? He's a member of the club. But I ran across this. He made a bombshell announcement, folks, of what their plans are. Okay. And I'm going to play this before the top of the hour break. The Digital Health Certification Network. This is what they're planning, folks. This is tied into the CBDC digital currency. This is tied in with the New World Order. This is tied into complete control of everything you do or don't do, or if they don't let you do. And some people could say this might just be the mark of the beast. But anyway, go ahead. Let's listen to Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus with his latest announcement on the Digital Health Certification Network. Go ahead, play clip four, Julie.
While the emergency phase of the COVID-19 pandemic is now over, investments in digital infrastructure remain an important resource for health systems and for economies and societies at large. Like many countries, the European Union made significant investments in COVID-19 certificates to help people move around as safely as possible during the pandemic. The European Union certification system was used by all 27 EU member states and more than 50 other countries. Building on the success of the EU system, WHO is proud today to launch the Global Digital Health Certification Network. So thank you so much to European Union for the excellent certification system that you have transferred to us, and we have the chance to build on it. WHO will begin operations of the network today with the existing COVID-19 certificate as a global public good. Soon after, we will expand this infrastructure by incorporating other uses, such as a digitized international certificate of vaccination, routine immunization cards, and international patient summaries.
Did you hear that, folks? They're going to expand on it with the digital certification of vaccine cards. In other words, you're not going anywhere unless you can prove that you've allowed them to, or you have succumbed to, their poisonous jab. This guy, the world wants to put this guy in charge of the direction of your health, of the next scamdemic that comes out when he starts ordering you in your house or quarantining you, dragging you out of your home. Rolling up your sleeve or you don't have a job, showing a certificate or you don't get on a plane or you don't go from city to city or state to state or country to country. That's what we're in store for. That's why I'm bringing this to people's attention, even though most of you out there know. That's what our children and grandchildren have to look forward to if we don't win this. Second hour coming up. Phone lines are open. Your thoughts, 512-248-8252. Be right back.
We must take America back.
We must take America back. Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available. And as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.